Interbit podcast for the Sunday meeting at Kenilworth. And we start off with the work riders, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1,000 meters. It often pays to focus on the work riders with good records in these races. So Lady Lay, ridden by Louis Burke, who actually was a fully fledged jockey back in the day, now works at Snaith Racing, and he can guide Lady Lay to victory over What a Star, who's got decent form. And number 6, Mrs. Shackleton, is a 24-start maiden, but from time to time she earns figures which suggest that she certainly should be capable of winning a race. The second is a maiden plate over 1,200 meters. There are some first-timers which you may need to factor in, so market watch is advised there. 4, 5, 7, and 13, Zagreb, Touched by Angels, 7, Gallic King, and 13, Umzingeli Wenyati, are the horses with the best form. This is the opening leg of the Bipot. Zagreb in particular is of interest. He closed nicely behind Siriano. But I do respect Touched by Angels. Faria and Musket are a strong combo. Gallic King ran well behind Marcus Aurelius. And the other horse that I mentioned, Umzingeli Wenyati, has been placed at all 5 of his starts. The third race is a maiden plate for fillies and mares over 1,200 meters. The shortlist here, 6, 9, 4, and 2. Blue Lagoon, 7, No Trump, Iona Castle, and Vixen's War. This is the first leg of the place accumulator. Big field. Now they'll be back at Kenilworth. Fourth race. Maiden plate, 1,400 meters. Now this is very, very difficult. I've marked a whole bunch of horses in the opening leg of the pick 6. Starting with Boozy Susie, also Rose Wood, Elisa Mbali, Nanny Gold, Hazel Green, South of France. Probably the best of them will be Hazel Green. She's run two nice horses like Wonder June. Miss William came out and won subsequently, and she was narrowly defeated by Elusive Gift, and Saatchi won. So she's certainly overdue to score. Draw 11 does make it a little bit tricky over 1,400 meters. So perhaps wider cover could be the answer. Fifth race, well, the speed horses have been withdrawn. Bombers in the Sky, the Grey King. Now it's going to set things up just perfectly for Captain West, who should be able to dictate matters under Callan Murray, who's an enterprising and thoughtful tactical rider from draw 1. However, Native Ruler and Okavango are in a different league if you look at the best weighted column. This is a progress plate, so they rate, in the case of Native Ruler, 28 points clear, and Okavango 17 points clear of Captain West. So it could be a complete mismatch if you just look at the ratings. Native Ruler is a middle distance horse, got a figure of 104 in the Daily News and a figure of 105 behind the Real Prince in the Durban July. And Okavango got figures of 104 and 102 in those races. The sixth is a fascinating contest. It's the Southeaster Sprint. 16 horses will rush down the Kenilworth straight. Arctic Wizard, wow. Greg Ennion really has found a very, very smart What a Winter gelding. 6 wins from 15 starts. He's on a hat trick. He tangled with Dean Street last time. It ought to be pretty close. Raven Black is also in the mix. A lightly raced, unsound Master of My Fate gelding who knows how to win. He's won 4 of 7 starts. Scottish Kiss is feared. This one is actually on a 4-timer. Nordic Chief could be interesting, coming back fresh. The US of A and Un Bel D, drawn towards the outside with lighter weights, are also respected. Very, very tough race. If you're trying to put together a winning quartet, which will take some talent, add in Sardinia Bay, Ziyasha. Seventh race is the headliner. It's the Grade 3 Cape Classic for 3-year-olds. You can make a case for nearly all of them. It's always difficult to assess these youngsters in early spring because they do tend to improve as they mature physically and also as the connections work out the optimal way to campaign them, their running style and distance suitability. I'm going with aristocratic against absolutely yes. Different styles of running, aristocratic will come from off them. And absolutely yes, tends to pull hard, racing handy. It all depends how he settles. 9-1-3, 10-5 or other contenders. Randolph Hearst after a gelding. One is Abba Setor. Bay Patrol is another to consider. Good for You is exposed and has run well at this class level. And 5 Pay the Palace on that Langham and form line also comes into the reckoning. Etres is a class 4 over 1200 big field, and the horse that really appeals here is Green Gateway. Won on debut at Scottsville in July, then has had one run at Durbanville over 1250 meters. On the surface, doesn't look too flashy. 4 3/4 legs behind Scottish Kiss, carrying a lightweight, but the come home sectional was very, very fast. Based on that, I think Green Gateway could be a potentially very, very smart horse. There are a whole bunch of others, Green Garnet, Star Major, Towards the Outside Night Train, and Freedom Fighter, Progressive Three-Year-Olds, and amongst established horses, One Liner and Street Outlaw are others to use underneath or in some backup capacity. But I'm going to take a chance on Green Gateway running a big figure. In the 9th race, which will finish off proceedings, an open maiden. 1, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 11 are the horses that I think you'll need if you want to get over the final pick 6 hurdle and also round out the jackpot 2 leg 4 sequence. Those horses are Up in Flames, Homing Pigeons, Champagne Blaze, Rare Earth, Viva Perlay, Special Glamour, and Wait For Me. That's Mark van Deventer's roundup. Hopefully this podcast helps point you in the right direction and you make some money Sunday afternoon.